are back in session. Mr. Sanderson, if you will be patient for one more minute. I moved away from reading the script because, frankly, I
hoped we wouldn't have to. But I've been advised by legal counsel and others that I now need to read this script before every council meeting. It's self-evident, but apparently I have to read it anyway. Before we begin, I want to say a few words regarding council proceedings and maintaining decorum. The purpose of council meetings is to engage with and hear recommendations from the community on the public's business. In order for us to hear from everyone and to give due consideration to matters before the council, we must all endeavor to preserve the order and decorum of these meetings. To make sure the process is clear for everyone, both those here and those watching on their computers or TVs, I want to quickly review some public testimony guidelines. My hope is that these details help everyone to feel comfortable and included and also ensure that decorum is maintained. During the meeting, there are two opportunities for public participation. Communications, and we're in the middle of that right now. Communications items are the opportunity, an opportunity to briefly speak about any subject. These items are scheduled in advance with the council clerk's office. First readings of reports, resolutions, and ordinances. Public testimony of these items must address the matter being considered at the time. Please state your name for the record. We don't need your address. If you're a lobbyist, please disclose that information at the start of your testimony. If you're here representing an organization, please disclose that as well. Individuals will have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated at the meeting. When you have 30 seconds left, you'll hear a beep and a yellow light will flash on the box before you. When your time is up, you'll hear 4 beeps and the red light will flash. I'll need you to conclude your testimony at that time, and if you don't, I will remind you. If you have handouts for us, please do give them to the council clerk, and she will distribute them to all of the council members. Conduct that disrupts the meeting, for example, shouting or interrupting other people's testimony or during council deliberations, will not be allowed. If that behavior is seen, this guidance serves as notice that anyone disrupting this proceeding may be escorted from council chambers and excluded from City Hall. If folks would like to show your support or your displeasure for a particular item or comment, please do so with a thumbs up or a thumbs down so that no one is disrupted, but we can see your expression. With that, we're sorry that you got interrupted. We thank you for your patience. Mr. Sanderson, you can start from scratch.
My name is Chris Sanderson, and I run a contracting business called Builder by Bike. I specialize in building sheds, decks, and fences, primarily in Northeast and Southeast Portland. I am here to address the construction of what I term disposable fences around many of the brand new $800,000 homes here in Portland. I will preface my comment by telling you that I am a trail maintainer with the Mount Hood chapter of the Pacific Crest Trail Association. The section I maintain is 8 miles long and runs from the base of Table Mountain to a trail junction near Three Corner Rock on the Washington side of the Columbia River Gorge. Just recently, a 0.3-mile section around Birkenfeld Mountain was clear cut. The visual and environmental impacts from this clear cut is staggering. I do not know where the full sun harvested wood went, but I think there's a possibility that it may end up as a disposable fence here in Portland. Recently, I worked for a client who lives on the north side of a brand new home located at 4820 Southeast Brooklyn, which was constructed by Morrison Built LLC and sold for over $800,000. What jumped out at me was the poor quality of the fence construction, and here's what's wrong with it. Number one, the fence planks are low-grade 5/8 inch thick. Number two, post-rail brackets had no hardware securing the rails in place. Number three, the cap rail had 2 screws securing it in place. Number four, all pressure-treated posts are in contact with dirt. Number five, posts are set at varying lengths between 6 and 8 feet. Number six, despite assurances from the developer's project manager, the finished side of the fence faced inward towards the new home and not outward, which is good neighbor courtesy. Number seven, the fence was never sealed for added protection against the elements. And number eight, what gets me most, fence rails were constructed with Douglas fir that is intended for interior structural use. I give this fence 7 years, before it rots and needs to be replaced. However, some fences built by our new developers only last 5 months. In one case, I observed a landscape company tearing out a brand new fence, constructed similarly to the fence I detailed above, at a home at 3734 Southeast Nehalem, which was constructed by Renaissance Homes. Apparently, the new homeowner recognized it as substandard and hired a landscape company to build them a better one. All that wood wasted. I do not know what the solution is to curbing the construction of disposable fences. Certainly, education is a good place to start, and that is the reason why I am here. I come here today hoping that my words can make a change. I hope that our developers can seek to construct with long-term solutions in mind. I hope their fencing contractors would aspire to be diligent craftsmen and build well. I would hope that my elected officials can eliminate disposable plastic bags. If they can eliminate disposable plastic bags, bags of Fred Meyer, I hope they can eliminate disposable fences in the city of Portland. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Sanderson. And you it looked like you had a handout. Is that something we could get
a
copy of?
Yes, I did provide handouts to the city.
Commissioner Fish? Mr. Sanderson, since you spent a little extra time with us this morning, I think we ought to at least give you the opportunity to tell us what your business is. So it's Builder by Bike. Could you tell us what that is?
Yes, sir. I'm a general contractor, and I operate primarily by bicycle. I serve southeast and northeast Portland within a 2.5-mile radius of where I live, at Southeast Belmont and Southeast Cesar Chavez.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and I'm sorry I did get a copy of your testimony. I apologize.
Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony.